This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ServPro. Whether you need emergency flood damage restoration or top-to-bottom home cleaning, you can trust ServPro to make your house feel like home again. Visit them online at servpro.com.
The following paid program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with host Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
Hello.
Hello. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, May 30th, 2017 at 4:06 p.m.
4:06!
Last Tuesday of the month.
It is.
How was your
and
Memorial Day?
It's the last Tuesday that will be until the 4th.
I know, I didn't want to talk about that yet.
Okay.
That makes me
sad.
I'll be quiet.
How was right. It? Let's talk about your weekend.
I had a busy
weekend.
She always
has fun,
yeah.
fun stories.
Yeah, well, depending on how you look at that. But no, we had a great weekend. We had lots of parties to go to, family parties, friend parties.
Fidgets all over.
Fidget spinners all over the place. No, we did some good stuff. My son did some dirt bike riding yesterday. He's getting he's getting on a bigger bike. Just all fun stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. My kids went to the pool on Saturday. The pool was 62 degrees where they were.
But they still went in.
Going right in. There was like 10 kids in the pool, and we're like sitting there under the
heat
lamp.
And you had two of them?
And I have two of them. Two of them were mine. I claimed the two of them. What'd you do this weekend?
Just family stuff, mainly.
I ate a lot.
That's always fun.
Well, I can't tell you how many cheeseburgers I probably consumed.
Finding something new every week with you,
so
Dina.
Good. Well, you have to when it's a cookout. So, in case you're listening for the first time and tuning in, IREM Today is your live local radio show here on AM 790. And we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However, we are not one of them.
We're fun and moderately entertaining.
No,
very entertaining.
You're moderately entertaining. I'm extremely
entertaining. Wow. Dissing me on the last show. Gee. I guess she doesn't want me to come back.
Want you to come back. So what does that mean that we're not syndicated?
That means that anybody can call us with any of their property management needs here. Locally, we're 437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
That's right. And we are talking about all things property management. And just in case you're also tuning in for the first time and you're hearing the word IREM and what that means, what does it stand for?
It stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or a single family home or even a tenement building, the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. If you're looking for a career in property management or even some kind of designation, we do have two designations that we like to talk about on the show. The first one being the ARM, which is the Accredited Residential Manager, which I am.
Oh, yeah. I know. You tell me that
yes,
every week.
You know, you're getting your digs in. Getting my little
right.
dig
I
in.
That's all right. I deserve
fine.
It. That's okay.
And then the second one is a CPM.
We actually have a CPM in studio,
here in the studio
today with
our
us.
Silent partner over here.
We do. We have Jason Palermo from Ferlin Corporation, and he is the Vice President of Property Management over there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know it was a little torturous having to listen to us do our opening shtick, but that's what we do. It's our thing.
It's your thing.
It's our thing. Come on now.
So, Jason, tell us a little bit about the CPM. What does the CPM stand for?
It's a certified property manager.
And what was your process like? How long ago did you get yours?
I received it in 2013, so it took about a year for me to go through all of the courses. I took a bunch online and took a lot, you know, in the classroom itself. And then it was a great process. Made a lot of nice friends from different organizations.
Oh,
were
you in that VIP All-Star class with Carrie and Jay Martins and everybody?
Yeah, I was one of the,
telling you.
Jason, the law firm of Jason and Jason.
Yes.
I'm the first
Unbelievable.
Jason.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah,
the
first Jason.
First
I'm glad you said that.
Official.
I like that.
It's
awesome.
And so, so we all went through together, and we made some good bonds and friendships and everything. And it was a great learning experience to kind of, you know what to do.
Were you already involved with IREM when you were went in to take your CPM?
Yeah, so I had become an ARM back in 2001.
You know? That's all right. We usually have Jack Vance on the show. Oh, yeah. And he predates everybody.
All right, so that's fine. That's fine. I'm safe.
You're good.
Became an ARM in 2001 and then the CPM several years later in 2013.
Yeah. What made you do that? Just because it was the next step? I mean,
yeah. I was ready for it. I almost felt more than ready for it. I should have done it earlier, but just finally got off the stick and got it going. And I think it was Richard Hitt that kind of convinced me to really do it. You know, he pulled me aside and was like, listen, you're ready for this. Why aren't you doing this? You know, I hadn't really thought of it, you know.
At that point, were you a property manager at a specific property? Were you at Ferland? Oh, you were.
No, I was at Pucerne at that time.
Oh, I didn't know
I was a regional
manager.
Yeah.
You guys all like interchange.
Yes. Yes.
Very 6 degrees of separation with all these.
It's more like one degree.
Yeah. maybe two.
No. It's Rhode Island.
Oh, I didn't
I'm her
know
uncle.
That.
No.
And your cousin. Oh, that's cool.
What
that's
was your favorite part of the class?
Of the CPM?
Yes.
I liked the finance part of it. Mm-hmm. So those were the courses that I took in the classroom. So that really expanded my knowledge of the financial end of property management. And so that was really my favorite parts.
Yeah.
Hmm. So I'm going to ask him the same question I asked Joe Paolino a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So two people walk into your office.
Yes.
This isn't like a knock-knock joke. Two people walk in. One is theoretically me. And I've had 20 years experience in the industry. I've managed properties. I've come with high credentials. I have great references. Somebody comes in, they've been in the industry, let's say maybe 6-7 years, but they have their CPM designation at the end. Would you look at that like, and would you favor the person with the designation or favor the person? There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just curious to how you would do this.
There's a right answer.
No,
I mean,
I highly respect the CPM designation. Mm-hmm. And so if they've gone through all of those courses and achieved that designation, mm-hmm. Then they might have a leg up on someone that's been doing it for 20 years.
And just had, industry, experience, more hands-on.
Right, because, the CPM has taught you the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. And if you've gone through and you've learned the right way to do it, then I think that person can bring that to my organization.
Gotcha.
And the person with 20 years experience has the experienced way to do it, but that might be the right way.
And you don't know whose experience they've learned from.
Right. Sometimes you're breaking bad habits.
Yeah.
But in general, when I'm, going through and hiring people or looking at people from that, it's all kind of about, their energy level.
Yeah.
How do I feel
Does it
about
work?
Them?
Yeah.
Are we going to be on the same page or not?
Yeah.
I would probably, because I'm a CPM, would probably favor more towards the person with the CPM mm-hmm. because I know that we've gone through the same background.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, clearly I'm
that's
not getting a job at Ferland. Paolino will hire me, though, without my CPM.
That's the right answer.
That's Chrissy's answer. It's okay. That's fine.
With the designations, though, IREM offers a scholarship program, which is extremely beneficial. It covers up to 75% of the cost of the designation. So whether you're going out on your own or if your company's sponsoring it, maybe they'd be more apt to sponsor you if you were to get 75% off of your class. So
that's pretty hefty. Did you take advantage of the scholarship money when you – did we have that?
We did have it.
Yeah.
But it was confusing at that time because you had to have someone sign off that saying that they weren't going to pay for it, like your boss or someone like that.
Yeah.
And what we realized afterwards is that that we probably could have signed, applied for it and received it.
Oh, so that's probably why there's still so much
available.
Pot in the pot.
There is a lot of money in the pot. They always talk about it every time we have any kind of event.
Yeah.
They push the scholarship, and we want to push the scholarship as well because, I mean, with those designations, Jason would hire you, so why wouldn't you just go out?
It's like free money, free education, highly discounted.
It is.
Right?
I will say, in my organization now, I'm pushing it for the people that are going through the CPM process now.
Even ARMs too,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, you should because Pucerne, everybody in their company uses it for the ARM.
Right.
At every single event, there's an installation. There's seven Pucerne's to every one other property management company.
There's a lot that are ARMs now. But
I'm proud of you guys.
Now we have to start pushing the CPMs.
You do. It's your turn.
Calm down over there. We talk about this every week.
It's your turn. Get it.
Then I can.
Then you can hire me. But so go online, iramri.org, and you can download the application. You can submit it. What do we need? Three letters of recommendation?
Just one letter for the scholarship.
Yeah,
just one letter of recommendation.
Your resume.
A resume. And I think you just have to fill out the application. Where does it go once they send it back?
Who gets it on the other end?
Probably Karen gets it.
Karen might get it. Who's Karen?
It goes to Tony Natale.
Okay.
Does it?
Yeah. He's part of the...
oh, my God.
I was like, Karen might get it.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
He did the speech.
I know who he is. I sit on the Friends Committee with him. So I know who he is. I just thought Karen did all the admin work for that.
Karen puts it online.
Well, we give Karen credit every week for that.
Karen does everything. Yeah. So what's one more thing?
I'm sure she's involved as well. But
maybe she gets
but
it.
But Tony's on the committee that reviews the applications and approves or denies them.
Okay, so that's fine. I think we would talk about maybe pushing the paper. Karen gets it and then gets it to Tony. Which I still don't know where she did it anyway, where she put it, but that's okay. Now we know the chain of command and how it goes.
Karen does everything.
We learn stuff every week here.
Any kind of events or anything, if you wanted to contact Karen, Karen's phone number is 401-479-7734. If you had questions about the scholarship, I'm sure she would be able to answer it. Or if she would, anything online, there's a ton of things on the IRAM website. There's also job postings and everything, so you can always... Go on the website, iramri.org.
And we're going to talk about some of the events when we come back.
Yes.
But we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
You're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, and we'll be right back after this.
Now back to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:20 here on IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chris Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So before we left for break, we were talking with Jason Palermo from Furland, and we were talking a little bit about the class that he took off air. It's called BDM 603, and could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. It's leading a successful property management company. So this is the next step after the CPM designation. And so what it's really geared towards is the executive level, like running your own property management company. So it's from the startup, what you need to do, your mission, all the best practices of what you should do if you were to start up your own like property management company. And it was more geared towards third-party property management. So if you were just a property management company and going out and getting third-party contracts to manage from different owners, what you should do to develop your company.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So it was pretty intense, I would say. There was
3 days, right?
It was 12 of us in the class. Yep. It was 3 days, and there was test at the end.
And that was another all-star class. I saw a picture
of
that class.
Oh, yeah.
Was it kind of like your CPM all over again? It was like a reunion?
Yeah.
Because there were some people in there, right?
There was some. It was only Jason and Jason.
Oh, not the other Jason.
Not the other Jason. but it was still, kind of a reunion. But it was all the same players that, want to be, the executives for their companies. So it was pretty,
That's cool. And Carrie said that we were the first one in Rhode Island to hold those classes.
We might have been the first one in the country. Hold that class.
Oh, she did
country.
Because
that's what I meant. The Rhode Island chapter was the first one in the country. Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, the instructor had taught it in Japan, and then I think there's only two courses this year, and one is in Rhode Island and one is in New York.
Was there a reason why we got it before anybody else?
Because we're trailblazers.
Obviously.
I don't know if you knew that.
I did. Now I do. Well, I'm learning. Tony.
Now it's confirmed.
And I know that. That's two things I've learned today.
No, it was good that we got that course. We had some people. We had a girl in from Oregon who had come out to Rhode Island to take the course in our chapter. So
that's
great.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So what was do you think you're going to go off on your own and do a little startup property management company?
Can you
say that on air?
I don't think so, no.
You can tell me later.
I think his hands are full right now.
But it was good to, for my company to kind of look at it and say, how many of these things are we doing? They had some nice checklists of the best practices that you should be doing. And it's kind of like, all right, we're doing this, we're doing that.
Oh, so you can just implement in your daily, you're running a property management company anyway.
Right.
It's not yours, but you're technically running it.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So I'm the vice president of the property management division. So
That's perfect for you.
I can kind of do all that. So I can see the areas where we're missing and where we should focus and it was good to hear about what's coming down the road in the future. There was a nice book that was one of the textbooks that we received that had 100 predictions about the future that at the end of this textbook, which were really interesting, and they weren't like, you know, what's the world going to be like in 2075?
Right, yeah,
it was
just
like
in property management.
In the 10 years, you know, what's going to be like?
Were they very realistic when you were reading them?
Some of them were,
yeah.
And some of them might be far-fetched, but maybe, you know, they were predicting it's going to be 2025, and it might be 2035, but,
wow.
You know, but it was real stuff. There was like, you got to be paying attention to these things now. In order to be ready, because that's 8 years away.
Is this like just trends in the industry as far as like the market or?
Well, just, about the market, but more so about like the people and who's going to be working in these organizations because all the baby boomers are going to retire.
I was going to say, did they get, what was the age? What was the demographic?
Yeah, so baby boomers are going to retire by like 2020, and then the Gen X's are going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be hiring the Gen Z's and the
millennials.
And the millennials.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you have to do to attract and retain them? Everyone in my course will be happy that I'm talking about our talent strategy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But how are you going to attract these people and retain them to work for your property management company?
Well, that's something that we talk about here a lot with getting new talent with IREM, just even the friends of IREM, how we're trying to, what was the average age, like 51, 52 of a property manager right now? It was in the early 50s. But we're trying to get younger people into IREM, get them learning about it, to take advantage of the scholarship fund, to go on further and become agents, leasing agents, and get their ARM. So it's kind of what we're looking for on our friends roster.
So I'm curious, where are some of the talent strategies to keep people? I'm just curious.
Well,
I think
it was
interesting.
Technology. Basically, the key to attracting
younger
talent is technology. You have to be up with or ahead of the times, which most of the Rhode Island properties are behind the times.
Right, so written applications and things like that.
So technology is where the millennials and the Gen Zs want to be. They want to work in that environment. They're attracted to that environment. That's where they want to be. So technology is the one of the keys to success.
And you could even take that from a property management standpoint, not just from employment, but as far as attracting millennials to your property. I mean, technology also.
We were talking about that earlier before the show started today, how smart technology in apartments buildings is so desirable by the millennials. There's an article right now we were going to talk about a little bit later, but it's kind of relevant now, on the IREM.org website where they're integrating a lot of Alexa and Google Smart, the technology, and they're saying
having key access codes rather than a old traditional key and lock kind of thing. And it does help out from a maintenance perspective as well for lockouts or broken keys or issues like that.
Yeah, so they can control the lights and the heating and the air conditioning in a home, even, you know, if they're not, you know, obviously when they're not there, they can set it all. But the millennials do everything from their phones, and to have this at their, you know, right at their fingertips, that if they had two apartments to choose from and one had the smart technology, you know where they're going.
Right, and that's what a lot of these predictions were, is that by 2025, companies are going to have to retrofit their buildings to have like these smart walls and things like that, where there's an iPad or something like that right in the unit, and that's how you'll deliver notices and get in touch with people for things.
Yep.
And it'll just be through that instead of like delivering a piece of paper to their door and things like that.
I have one of Paleino properties. They bought the Case Mead building in downtown Providence, and I think it's either 41 or 44. Micro lofts that they're going to be doing. They have some studios as well and some one beds in there, but the majority of the micro lofts. And I met with them last week, and they were talking about introducing, you know, smart technology. They put up a listing on our website, and I was going over the features and the community amenities, and you know, they started talking about smart technology, and I said, well, do you have it? Because I know you're going to say it, but when that's going to be a huge attraction. So if you don't have it, Don't put it out there yet. So I know they have plans to implement it. To what level, I don't know what, but I think if they were to implement that into a micro loft downtown, because I don't think the arcade has smart technology, that's going to be a huge selling point. They're going to love that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Right. And that's where everything's going. That's the direction
everything's
going.
In, so.
And there's even most places even charge an extra fee for that.
But they'll pay
the lights.
It.
Right.
To them, that's important.
Of course.
They'll absolutely pay
it. Properties that we're building now, there's an extra fee to have that smart home technology.
Is that
there.
Plainville? Yeah.
Yep. And people are opting for it.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
It's getting to the point where like the internet is going to become, or it's already becoming, but it's becoming like another utility. Where just like you expect to have electricity and heat, you know, you're going to expect to have the
internet
as well.
Well, quickly before we go to break, one of the other things we were talking about we found on the irem.org website was that a lot of apartment communities now are actually developing their own app for their site that is allowing all of their residents to go right online, to put in service requests, to pay their rent, to do all the stuff, just streamline everything. Like Chrissy was saying, too, like if they lost a key, you know. But they're actually saying that a lot of the sites are got their own apps that they're developing per site.
Right.
So they're really getting, they're taking advantage of the mobile technology.
Yeah, this was talking about putting iPads in the units, and it would have all that stuff right on the iPad.
Yeah.
Right in the unit, so you know right where it's coming from.
I want to move to one of these apartments. I would make my house all smart. All right. So, Chrissy, we're going to take a quick break?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. It's 4:29. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
It's 4:30.
You can't hear me?
Now I can. Okay, good. It's 4:34 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Semirelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
We are.
Yep. And we are going... Oh, yes. And we also we also have Jason Palermo here from Furland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good.
He's still with us.
Good. So we just have some questions about the golf tournament that's going to be coming up. So what is the golf tournament going to be like? Should we all look forward to it? Is it a great event? Is it one of the best events that IREM offers?
I think so. That and the clam bake are probably
your
top two.
I like the clam bake.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, they're both coming up.
Because the clam bake, you don't have to have any, talent to go there and enjoy it.
Well,
but
you don't have to have some talent to crack a lobster open.
That's right.
Some people can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I can do that.
The golf tournament has been a huge success for us. It's this is the 10th anniversary golf tournament that we're doing.
A lot of big milestones here.
I know. 40th, 10th.
Yeah. And so it's for a great cause. We split the proceeds with the Chapter Scholarship Fund, and also
who does that?
That's by Tony and Sally. And the Veterans for Tomorrow Project is the charity that we picked this year to receive some of our proceeds. We always pick someone that has something to do with real estate, and this is a great cause.
Such a great organization.
Right. Yeah. So they had developed or redeveloped a property to house veterans that were like facing homelessness.
Yeah.
And so they put in over $5 million into the property and created, 20 or 25 apartments with a community room. And now they're adding a business center. So these veterans, and they have like a classroom where they can do like job training and things like that. And so now they're adding a business center, and we're helping to support the computers and the business center. So
do you know where they are with the building of the business center? Do we have an update on that?
I don't
do
have
know
that.
If they're done or them. I'm curious to know.
I don't know.
No. Okay. Maybe I'll ask Karen. Maybe Karen will know.
Jason Martins would know.
Well, yeah, that's right. Jason would know.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's the man.
He is the man.
But we're going to be able to help sponsor some of the computer equipment or the computer room and things like that. So it's for a great cause, mm-hmm. for some great people that have served our country and really deserve it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're happy to be part of that.
And I know you were telling us you can't get into the tournament anymore. We've closed the doors.
Excuse
me. T-signs are printed.
Yeah, the T-signs, we've sold all the T-signs that we can sell. We've fulfilled all the sponsorship opportunities. We have about 120 golfers that are going to be there.
And it's a Pawtucket Country Club.
Yep, which is a private course.
Yes,
so
it's very nice.
It's nice that they open the doors to the public to come in. So it's a beautiful, beautiful course. It's meticulously landscaped, and it's beautiful, and it's really nice. And it's a great course to play.
Yeah.
So if people go to the course for the tournament, and then they see, how they can be a sponsor or get a T-sign, like what kind of information can you give them?
Well, we have a bunch of different sponsorship opportunities for future years. They can reach out to Karen or I or Bob Cuddle and get some information on that if they're interested in upcoming years. But We have different, you know, hole-in-one sponsors or the raffle sponsor. Or the
yeah, we're doing
sponsor.
The longest drive. Rent Path is.
Yeah, nice.
We're doing the longest drive one.
Oh, so I'll probably.
You'll probably win that. You know, so I'll be there.
He's just tooting his horn left and right over here. Jeez, I don't think he's gonna fit out the door when we're done.
I think anybody that's seen me play and is listening to this right now is getting a good chuckle about me winning the longest drive.
That's all right. You're gonna try. I'll be there.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, don't ask me to, like, fix it or anything, like.
No,
I mean, you could.
He's a
CPM.
I have a high standard.
He has his ethics.
This one thinks that
you
can just jump right to the ARM. Right. Just no.
Rhode
no.
Island. That's how things just happen.
No.
Not
in IRAM.
Not in IRAM. Okay.
The golf tournament will expect a measurement.
Another thing that I learned.
The longest.
I'll be doing the measuring.
Okay.
How long have you been involved in a golf committee?
I was here right from the first year, so 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah,
I was on the first committee.
How
did they decide to go to the golf tournament?
Harvey from Santa Cam.
Everybody knows Harvey.
Got the biggest, you know, crowd applause at the awards banquet the other night. So he was doing a tournament, and Iron was looking to start one, and so he kind of like
whispered
taught us, you know, how to kind of run the golf tournament. So. Yeah. That very first year, I was working at PASERN, and PASERN was looking to do a golf tournament as well. So I was like, I need to learn how to run one of these things.
Yeah.
And so I volunteered, and then I've been on the committee. But over the past 10 years, the tournament has evolved, and it kind of, not that it runs itself, but we can kind of send out emails, and people are responsive. And there's not a whole lot of, like, we got to get together and meet and talk about every issue. We kind of do it now over emails and things like
nice.
That. So it's kind of runs very well right now. So Karen, myself, and Bob are kind of on the committee. We, you know, chose a gift that we're going to give out this year. We kind of went back and forth over emails and discussed that and figured out what special gift we're going to give for this 10th anniversary.
Special gift.
To who, the winner of the foursome?
No, to all golfers that attend.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know if you were getting a special gift because you were going to win. I don't know. Like, do you know what your new special gift is going to be? Can you predict?
I can predict it, but I won't. I'll let it be a surprise for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were talking.
I don't want
off
people
the
to think it's fixed.
No,
we were talking off the air, and you did win one year.
I was on a team that we had some good talent. We had a good talent strategy for this course.
Oh, bringing that right back in.
And we did very well, and we ended up winning that year. So that was a good year.
Did you carry the team?
That was not me. I was probably the worst of the four of us.
So now you're coming back with vengeance this year.
But
I'm sure they used your ball a couple of times. I mean, it is a scramble.
They used my ball twice last year.
Oh, good.
And I was with the Canning boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like David Canning's like a good golfer.
Nice. See, everybody can participate in
a scramble.
Yeah,
exactly.
Format.
It's a scramble. That's always fun. And it's a fun time. It's a day out of the work.
It's a great day. It's for a great cause.
And great people.
Like I said, not only for the Veterans of Tomorrow Project, but also the Chapter 88 Scholarship Fund.
Yes.
And it's a great event. You know, close tie with the clam bake.
Oh, yes.
Which we'll be talking about soon in the
We will. Yeah. Well,
there'll be a bunch of friends at the tournament, right?
There will be a bunch of friends with the tournament. Yeah, because I got the list from Karen a few weeks ago, maybe like a week or so ago, because we have a foursome that we bought at Rent Path, so we were trying to figure out who to invite to play with us. Well, not with me.
Right.
I think my original manager is coming in from Philadelphia to play, and then I think one of my counterparts from Massachusetts is coming in, and so I have two spots that I invited somebody to come play. But, yeah, no, I think there'll be other friends there. I saw them there.
So what is a friend?
So I'm a friend. Of IRAM. So basically it's what we consider a vendor or, you know, somebody in the industry who, you know, has some sort of tie to property management, whether it's through law or advertising or restoration or IT or and answering services. We have this abundant, you know, list of vendors that we continually refer. And I say that because coming into IRAM, I've been here a year. Well, now it's going on a year and a half. But when I first came in, I didn't know anybody, and I didn't know anything about property management. I didn't know any of these vendors. And now,
knows everybody.
Now I know how that happened. But it's good though when I go and I visit my clients and I'm out at the properties, and if somebody says to me, you know, I need like a restoration company, or do you know anybody who does IT or answering? Like, I have a great list of vendors that I can refer, you know, work to, and you know, I can say that I know them, and I can put my name behind it. So I feel very confident with, you know, all the friends that we have, and I myself have been able to meet people both personally and professionally, and I've actually grown my book of business because some people that I might have been trying to work with before, I didn't for whatever reason, and getting to know them, mm-hmm. you know.
And even just through IRAM, that's how you know people. Or even doing the radio show. I feel like we've reached out to a ton of people through that radio show. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's funny because people come up to us at the events and they're like, we listen to you all the time. We love you girls.
And
we
like
you better
do?
Than Jay Martin's.
You do. And we're like, here's a bottle of wine.
No. Yeah, no, right? No, but no, it's just great.
And what do they say to Jay Martin?
Yeah. No, Jay's our
like, give me a sip of your diet soda.
Yeah.
That's his joke, right?
We're carrying on his legacy.
We have wine. He has soda.
That's right.
That's fine.
I'm all about
that
the
about
wine.
That about explains it.
Yeah. I'm okay with the wine. But yeah, so we have the friends, and then we also have the associate membership.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
What's that?
An associate membership is just somebody that joins IRAM to have the tips, tools, and knowledge. They can go right online and have access to all of these documents and everything. So an association membership does get a discount on some of the events that we have that go on.
And they have access to all those documents mm-hmm. and lease agreements yep. and stuff. So that could just be like a mom and pop type property manager who owns a two-family,
right.
three-family. Maybe they're not ready to get
the
ARM.
Yep. To do the ARM yet.
But they need some of that legal help. And they can go on and take all the classes and, you know, learn, you know, the right or wrong. Yeah, right way to do things, not wrong way.
Right. And there's so much information even on just the ARM website. That's even where we pull some of our articles from
that we talk about
every week. So it is a great website to get on to IRAM.org, but our website is IRAMRI.org, which will give you tons of other information more geared towards Rhode Island.
Yeah, and if they go onto the website, the IRAMRI.org, there's two different mailings that you can sign up for. One is actually our newsletter that goes out, and then all the information about all the upcoming events and educational seminars. And then the other one is to actually get a podcast of our show. But it is, I know on the landing page, on the homepage, it's, I think, to the right bottom.
Right.
But you have to sign up for two different emails so you can stay on top of all the great stuff that's going on.
The great stuff.
Yeah, all the great stuff. All right, so let's see. We got like another minute before we have to go to break. I know we're going to talk about some other events coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Some
good stuff?
Good stuff.
All right, so let's take a break now. It's 4:45. You're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:48 here on IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We also have Jason Palermo, not Martins, in the studio. So we were talking a little bit about the golf tournament. And a little bit about that and about the events and the Friends of IRAM before the break. Also, Jason is on the executive council.
That's right. And I'm the secretary of the chapter this year.
And how is that going for you?
It's going great. It's good to be a part of, you know, the group that keeps this chapter going and kind of hear the behind-the-scenes stuff of what's going on and being part of, like, the decision-making process to do what we need to do for this chapter, like, you know, this radio show or the that BDM 603
right?
course,
yeah.
you know, agreeing to bring that into this, to our chapter. It's nice to be on that side of it as well. But it's a lot of work also. And so, you know, you get to see, like, what goes into every event that, you know, some people show up at.
You just show up at and you just enjoy yourself.
Just expect that, oh, that just happened. Karen's running around crazy, getting ready for it, where, like, you know, the last minute things that have not happened that were supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's good to be a part of it. And it's kind of elevated me to, you know, I had to give a couple speeches at the award banquets recently that wasn't, you know,
planned or no, it was planned.
Well, no.
I planned it.
Yeah.
But
it was
different for
me.
Yeah. So that was good. So it's kind of elevated me personally as well.
Okay. I like it. All good stuff. Like that? You're going to miss me saying good stuff?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Go ahead. I know you said it at the beginning of the show. Go ahead. It's our last show for the season.
It's our last show.
For the season.
For the season.
But we'll be back in September. We don't have the exact dates that we're going to be coming back, but I'm going to try and get the information up on the IRAMRI.org website.
After the week after Labor Day,
yes.
we come back on, and then air throughout December, till December, like 2 weeks or a week before Christmas.
Before Christmas,
So would it be fair to say that I'm the grand finale?
You are.
You are.
Good to know. Went out with a bang.
Finale. This isn't being recorded, right?
Yeah. recorded? You can tell Bob Cuddle that because he didn't show up today. But yeah, we're going to put some advertising information up. We're always looking for advertisers. We got a few different packages that we're going to put up online, and then we're also going to be doing the IRAM RI Facebook page too.
Yes.
I slacked on that, and I will own that, but now I'm going to have some time now, and I'm going to take it over, and we'll put up all of our information. We'll definitely do that. And any the other events we have, so we talked about the golf tournament, as we already said, June 6th, rain or shine at Pawtucket Country Club. You can't get in it any longer. We are full. All the sponsorships are printed and ready to rock and roll. But, however, it's an annual event, so plan for it next year.
And then the second best event
is the Clam Bake.
Is the Clam Bake, and that's coming up in July.
That's on the 12th. So, you know, you want a funny story about that, if you haven't heard
here
it.
Here we go.
So they only have 100 tickets. We have 100 tickets every year. And last year I got number 100, and 101 they let one else come in. So it was me and my manager Shannon that came last year, and somebody tried to get in after that, and she couldn't get in. Not saying any names.
Oh, okay.
But they
I was there.
They went, yeah.
So I guess not everyone in this room was
there.
Yeah,
no, just two out of the three,
That's
two
fine.
Thirds of the studio were at the Clam Bake.
You know what? I'm out.
And Shannon was she pregnant last summer? I think all I know is she didn't want all of her food, and I got to eat some of it, and I was really happy. I don't
the
think
it was delicious.
It was so good. Yeah. I was like, "What? You don't want your steamers? Pass them along." Or maybe that's why she couldn't eat that food. I don't remember. But
so where is
Chrissy?
Where is
register
the clam
early.
Being
register
held.
Early.
Please tell me where is the clam bake
oh,
being held?
Oh, that's at Bonnet Shores, right?
Bonnet Shores,
yeah, Bonnet Shores
yeah.
Beach Club.
Right.
Yeah. That's where it was last year. And from what I understood, some people last year told me that it was somewhere else before that.
Yeah,
it started there. They
like
went
the Atlantic.
Beach Club, that's right, the ABC, and then it left, and then it came back to Bonnet Shores.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have that coming up. That's July 12th, and I know you can sign
up. Put it in your calendar.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm on the website right now, and I don't see where you can sign up for that.
Because it's a top secret event, because there's only probably 100 tickets.
Well, you better get in on that.
I better get in on that.
Because I already went last year,
call
so
Karen.
I'm grandfathered in.
I got to call Karen.
So the next show, the next educational piece we have is Property Management Jeopardy, which is on Wednesday, June 14th. And that's going to be at 12 Acres in Smithfield. Attorney Jeff Turk is going to be hosting this. All kinds of topics. I won't get into them because...
You love getting into the topics.
I do. Do you know what some of the topics are?
What?
Sex, drugs, guns, and other threatening behaviors. Marijuana and other smoking issues. Lease violations and the death of a tenant and other issues of abandonment. I don't know. I just read this and I'm like, this is some serious stuff.
That's like an... Everyday
like
event.
Day in the life.
I know. Like,
day in the life.
Chrissy came in today and we were talking about it.
Three of those occurrences today.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I actually said to her, she was telling me about, you know, something that happened at one of her properties. And I was like, you're like a crime scene investigator.
Yeah.
On top of property management, on top of everything else. I'm like, it blows my mind, some of the stories. All property managers tell me stories. I'm like, I consider myself like the traveling therapist. I'm almost equivalent to like when you go get your hair done and you dump all your stuff on your hairdresser. When I go in and I visit all the properties, they just start unleashing.
Well, everyone
what
likes to
happened.
Tell a good story.
Oh,
and
they
we
love
all
it.
Have them.
Oh, and that's so interesting.
When I come home at night and the kids are sitting around the dinner table, they're not asking my wife what her day was like at work. They're like, what happened today in property management world?
Right.
And
like, oh,
here we go. We got this.
My mother's been telling me for years to write a book. You got to write a book. You got to write a book.
Everyone's been saying, I just heard someone right before I came over here saying, why don't we have a reality TV show?
I know,
right?
And we could probably put one, you know, a camera crew at all different
any
management
site.
Companies,
right.
And there would be...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would still be humorous. It would be very eventful.
I mean, some of the stories that she tells me, obviously I won't get into them, but I just shake my head and I go, how do people think they're going to get away with this stuff?
Yeah.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then social media, you know, let's just say something happened on a property and then they lie about it and they put it on social media, you can get caught, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just crazy to
I
me.
Know.
So we have that coming up, and then this is a new one, Working with Disabled Residents and Defending Discrimination Workshop Claims.
Yeah, Sean O'Leary is doing that one, I think. That, there was an email that came out.
Yeah, it doesn't have a date, but it says registration closes on June 21st. So I don't know when the date to that is. I don't see it on the website.
I think it's the end of July.
What's that? I don't see that. And then this is going to be our second annual New England Conference and Trade Show, Tri-State in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. It's at the Mystic Marriott Hotel and Spa in Groton, Connecticut. That's September 28, 2017. Oh, this year, obviously. You can go get a booth. You can come and attend as an attendee. I'll be there. My company will be there. A lot of the friends will be there. That was actually a great show last year. We had a lot of positive feedback because it was on the smaller side, but it allowed a lot of the attendees to actually talk to the friends, and there was great seminars that were held that they could actually listen.
Yeah, I went
listen.
To quite a
you
few
went,
seminars.
Yeah, you were reporting back on them.
I have reported back on some of them.
You did.
There were some good seminars, and it was nice to meet all of the friends of IREM and get contact information, and a lot of them had, like, raffle stuff, too. If you
and tchotchkes.
If you gave your business card, you could be raffled for a pair of tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
And that registration's open now, so I just registered
open.
Today for that event.
Oh, did
so,
you?
I saw you there last year, actually.
Yeah, I'll be there again this year.
So let's see. They have some discounted rates for the hotel in case you're driving a little bit further and you need to stay.
Or if you're a typical Rhode Islander and you need to stay.
Yeah.
Well, it is in Connecticut.
You're going over the border.
It is in Connecticut.
You're going
unless
over
you live
the
in
border.
Westerly, you're
Forget
getting
it.
Room.
So, and it's only $159 a night for the hotel room, so maybe just make
Very
a night
reasonable.
Out of it. There is a full agenda on IREMRI.org that kind of tells you what's going on right now as far as some of the seminars that are being held. And this, you can actually see, you can take advantage, you can see, so there's a price for members and there's a price for non-members and guests, and there's actually a discounted price for maintenance staff. So it does pay to be a friend or an associate member, right, of IREM because you get these discounts at these trade shows and stuff. All right, so we don't have that much longer. This is it.
Are you going to cry?
I might.
Should I bring it? I should have brought a box of tissues.
You should have.
I'm so sorry.
I need a hug.
I don't know what I'm going to do without all the good stuff in my life.
All the good stuff. We can pretend to have a show every week. I can
call
just call
you
and
just
and talk about
good
the
stuff
ARM.
In my ear and then hang up. And
no,
we're
going to take some time. We're going to meet up over the summer.
Yes.
We're going to make next year bigger and better as long as Jason allows us to come back. Because see what he was just saying? How he gets to vote on stuff now because he's part of the executive council. And he said,
council.
Like their show. So that
well,
to me, that was
true.
Like threatening.
Yeah, that was kind of like a hint.
I felt that. I was like, does that mean we're coming back or not coming back? Does that mean I got
so
your vote or I don't have your vote? We
maybe
might not
we'll
be.
See you
Oh. But anyway, so yeah, so
depends on if I win that longest drive.
Oh, look at this!
Right, when did those ethics go? Right out the window.
Forget that CPM.
That's right, huh? So all of this information can be found at IREMRI.org. And Chrissy, if they wanted to listen to us and find us, how would they do that?
Yeah, if they're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to becoming a friend, you can give Karen a call at 401-479-7734. If you missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IREM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, IREMRI.org. I guess that's it. That'll do it for the season,
There it is. Thank you for a great season.
Yes, this was wonderful.
Yes.
It was so much fun working with you over
and
the
you
past
too.
Few months.
You too. I'm going to see you.
Yeah,
thanks for having
this
me
is
on.
At the end.
Thank
yes.
you very much
thanks
for coming,
coming
on.
Well, let's just mention quickly that we had Jason on for our grand finale
Grand finale.
There we go. All
thank
right,
you
thank
much.
You.
Thank
I'll
you.
See you guys next year.
Bye. No, this year.
We'll
Bye.
Talk to you guys later.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ServPro. Whether you need emergency flood damage restoration or top-to-bottom home cleaning, you can trust ServPro to make your house feel like home again. Visit them online at servpro.com.